Okay. So until now, we've learned Izbitza. But now I want to teach you a little bit of Rabbi Nachman. In Izbitza, they learn. Why is it that on the night of Pesach, we ask questions? Because the light is so great, so beyond. So we have to ask, what's going on? Who is this? What is this? So the questions prepare us to receive the light. The questions put in our hearts a place for this great light, for the beyond, which lights up on the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Rabbi Nachman is not speaking on the questions themselves. He is speaking more about the questions themselves. Izbitz is just saying the question itself is like, whoa, this is great light. Rabbi Nachman says there's depth in questions. In the four questions of Manishtana, we're fixing all the questions that we have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we have so many questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gevalt, how broken, how torn we are sometimes. We have a million questions on Judaism. Why doesn't the world believe in God? And the simple answer is, because we have too many questions. What's so hard about being a Jew? So many contradictions. On the one hand, I say that God, there's a God in the world. And when I ask him, where are you? When I need him, he's not around. I say that God is a total good. So why is there so much bad in the world? I say in benching, the one who provides a zanum farnes lakol, the one who provides for everyone. Master of the world, mamish, provides for the whole world. And I go to the street, I see hundreds of people dying from hunger. So says Rabbi Nachman, in order to be a Jew, you need strong kishkas. And Rabbi Nachman says, we come to the night of Seder with all of our questions. Because before you can leave Mitzrayim, before you can be a Jew, you have to accept the power. You have to get strength to get out of all your questions. I want you to know, in some deep way, the four questions of Manishtana includes all of the questions that we're asking on Hashem. And like the child, before he asked, he says, Father, I want to ask you four questions. That's what a person has to say. My father, I have so many questions in my heart. Can I ask you? So in the beginning of the Seder, I sit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I ask him all my questions. You know what's unique about this night? The whole night, year, I have questions on Hashem. But we ask them about God, behind his back. On the night of the Seder, on the holy night of Pesach, we ask his questions to him. And that's a huge difference. Imagine I'm angry at someone. And I go tell someone else that I'm angry on that man, and I have tough questions. What good came from that? But if I go to the man and I ask him, why do you do that? Then they're not so hard. Sometimes even before he answers, suddenly I understand that I made a mistake. So in the beginning of the Seder, I'm sitting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm telling him everything that's on my heart. Mamash Mat, asking him all of my questions. Something happens. Suddenly my emunah gets strengthened, renewed. Because the true answer to these questions is the depth of emunah in Am Yisrael. I have to go back to the pure emunah of Am Yisrael. And then when I truly believe, I'm beyond all the questions. You know how beautiful this is? On the night of the Seder, when our children are singing Manishtana, and we're also asking ourselves for Hashem, that moment, we're raising up all of the questions in the world, and we're bringing them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're fixing them. In a certain way, we're being mevatel all of the questions. But you know, when we say Manishtana, we're still within the four walls of logic. And then something rips inside of us. Our emunah is renewed. It's not that we don't have any questions, but Hashem gives us koach that all the questions won't bother us to be connected to Him. And then the Haggadah begins. First we have the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And then a mamash me'ever, totally beyond. No question can touch me. Imagine there's a girl that I really like. And she has some inner contradictions. Sometimes she contradicts herself in speech and even in her actions. And it even drives me crazy. Even on a physical level, she's a little bit lacking coordination. I wouldn't take her as my secretary. But nonetheless, I marry her. Why? I love her so much that it doesn't matter. My connection is deeper than all the contradictions that she's full of. And then I sit her, I ask all my questions. So what? I don't know, I have all the answers. The main thing is not the answers. The main thing is the questions. But the main thing is really how we ask the questions and how we answer them. Hashem should bless us, should answer all of our questions, however he does. If it's through answers or if it's just through emunah, should mamash make it all clear that it's all good. Have an amazing seder.